Welcome to the Choleaf podcast. In an earlier podcast, we looked at e-learning tools, and we mentioned in passing that there are tools for creating comics. And we said that this was a topic that deserved a podcast episode in its own right. And that's what we're going to do in this particular episode. We're going to look at comics and how they can be applied within the business context. So we need to define what we mean by a comic. And for the purposes of this podcast, we are talking about comics in the sense of something that's printed out. One definition is they're pictorial images in a deliberate sequence. It's art that describes the world. It's something that tells a story and it moves the reader through moments in time. The comic doesn't have to be comical. It can be used to describe facts or to convey drama. And essentially what a comic does is it presents moments in time. And a comic is a means by which we use pictures and words and symbols in a way that information is abstracted, that clutter has been removed to get to just the essential information. And in our definition, a comic contains a story, that there is a narrative there. Comics are good for introductory material where you need to explain the big picture, to lay out the map, the shape of something. Why would we want to use comics rather than other means, technical illustrations, for example? This is something that Scott McCloud has talked about in a TED presentation, and we'll provide a link to that in the show notes, in which he argues it's a means by which we can involve all of the senses that we have via a visual medium. So we're communicating information through a different perspective or a different window to the way that we normally convey information. Typically, comics are a collection of images that are presented in panels, in a rectangle. Traditionally, they've been done through line drawings with word balloons and captions. So yes, we're talking about comics in the sense of the types of layout that you might have seen as a child if you read comics then, and the type of layout if you read as an adult graphic novels today. And they have quite a history in being used in a business context. One of the most famous or infamous comics in a business context was the wonderfully titled M16A1 Rifle Operation and Preventative Maintenance Guide. And that was a 32-page comic written by a cartoonist called Will Eisner. And it contained illustrations and some very minimal writing presented in a comic book style. It's somewhat old-fashioned today. It does have sexual innuendos in it, which today really we wouldn't want to do. Another example comes from Google, who, when they launched the Chrome browser, promoted it in an educational and marketing way by issuing a comic developed by Scott McCloud, which was really successful. And Scott McCloud is still creating comics for Google. At the end of 2017, he created a comic for Google describing and explaining how to use Kubernetes, and we'll provide a link to that in the show notes. In terms of tools that you can use, there are a number of tools that can make this process easier. If you are not artistically inclined, if you don't have the skills to get a pen out and draw line drawings of a character in a comic. Because what these tools can do is they can convert photographs into a image that looks like a comic. What they do is they identify the outlines, the edges of an image, an item in an image, and then they can blend and blur it so it has a comic-like appearance. If you had an Apple Macintosh around the year 2000, you would have found an application on the Mac called Comic Life Magic. And what you could do with this tool is create comics. You could select a set of images and photographs, identify a set of panels that you wanted within your comic, drop in these photographs into the panels, position them, and then you could apply special effects and it would transform your photograph of a building or a person into a stylized comic-like image. In recent years, the product has not shipped as part of the applications that you get with a Macintosh. However, as a tool, it's relatively cheap to purchase. It's about $30, $29, I think. Another tool that you can use if you want to have animation rather than comics, slipping away from the focus of this presentation, but it's worth mentioning, is that you can use some of the video editing tools like Adobe Premiere Pro, and you can film something and again add special effects to that recording within those video editing tools. And there are filters for finding edges, blending and blurring that can make part of the image look like a cartoon or the whole of the image look like a cartoon. And one that's come out very recently in beta version as an experimental application is one from Google called Storyboard. And this is a free application. It's an application that you can run on an Android device, a tablet or a mobile phone, a smartphone. What you can do is you can record some video and then upload that video to this application. And what it will do is it will convert your video into a series of comic panels. Now, unfortunately, what it doesn't do is it doesn't take the whole video and build a collection of pages to create a story from your video. What it tends to do is it will generate some stills from the video you've created and stylize those and put them into a comic. So in some ways, it's a bit of a lottery that you find the images and the appropriate page in that comic style that would be appropriate to your requirements. So from a practical perspective at this moment in time, you'd probably want to have very short videos with just a tiny amount of scenes so that you maximize the chances that this product, Storyboard, would give you the comic panels that you actually wanted. So we've looked at how the information would be presented and we've looked at the tools that you can use to create it. But of course, a key aspect with anything is the content itself. And so we need to come up with a set of content for this comic and a structure that's appropriate to it. So comics, as we've mentioned, are essentially narratives, a story. And so one of the most effective ways that we've found when we have created the comics or the graphic novels that we've done is to apply a simple story structure. And this came from the late Richard White. It's a very simple structure that you can apply within a marketing context and within a training context. And that is, there are three players. There is a damsel in distress, and today this can be a non-gender specific damsel in distress. So this could be your chief executive, it could be your IT director, it could be your company. And then there is a dragon, a scary dragon, a threat. And again, this can be a non-gender specific scary dragon. So in a business context, this could be disgruntled customers. It could be an angry boss where the goals and targets aren't being achieved. It could be a regulator threatening to come in where you fail to achieve something. So there's a damsel in distress, there's a scary dragon. The third party in our story is the non-gender specific knight in shining armor, the person that has a solution that can solve the problem, that can lead at the end of the story to the happily ever after, the happy ending. So what we do within the graphic novels that we've done is introduce the players, describe the threat, and then in comes the solution, the knight in shining armor to solve the problem. So within the graphic novel for Ditto, we have a business. It has difficulties in the business because of repeated content, inconsistent content. It's causing problems as a result of that. We have an angry boss that's getting frustrated by this. And then in comes people with Ditto to solve those problems, to fix those problems. So you have a narrative, you have a progress through time, what Scott McCloud calls a temporal map. And sometimes in comics, the images allow for the reader to imagine what's happening in between the panels and moments in between the moments in time that we're describing within this comic. So we can map out the narrative of what we want to do to explain within our story. We've got tools, we've got a presentation layer. What we don't have that we also need is the visual content to put into our comic. For the photographs, for the images that you are going to convert into the graphic novel or comic style, you're going to need at least four different actors or people. You're going to need somebody to represent the damsel, somebody to represent the dragon, somebody to represent the knight in shining armor, the person that has the solution, the thing that you're promoting, and fourth person and more, who are the people that are informing the three main characters, informing the main characters that things have happened, or are there to be the listener to a conversation. So where can you find a collection of photographs of a number of different people in a business context? One place you might think of is Flickr, and you can find photographs in a business context that are available under Creative Commons licenses that you can use. And if you're just doing one comic, you'll probably find something suitable. It becomes more challenging if you are looking for photographs outside of a generic office environment, and if you're doing a collection of comics, because you probably wouldn't want to use the same people in your second comic. You'd want to find different characters that you can use. If you are coming from a technical communication or e-learning background, there may be a resource that you have that you can use, and that is that with a number of the e-learning tools, they often come with e-learning assets, and these are collections of photographs of people that you can use in your e-learning materials. So they might be photographs of people to represent a doctor or a nurse or an engineer or a maintenance person, and they're in different poses. With, for example, Adobe Captivate, that comes, if I remember correctly, with 30,000 free e-learning assets with the product. So that's certainly worth looking at. You may be able to corral some of your work colleagues and use them as your actors. Photograph them around the office in poses, talking to each other. That's one approach that you can use. And another potential way is to go out and capture some video on your smartphone or another way. It doesn't necessarily have to be high quality in any way, because we're going to stylize and simplify it to go out and video some people around the office or in other offices and use that. We can capture stills from the video and then use them in tools like Comic Life Magic to convert them into that comic perspective. So from our experience, the tools are very low cost and very easy to use. Setting up the structure to communicate the message that you want is straightforward as well. You can stick to the format of the damsel, the dragon, and the knight, and it works very effectively. The challenge is finding the visual images, the photographs that you can convert to be in the comic style. If you want to learn more about the features and capabilities of comics, then a starting point can be a presentation at one of the TED conferences by the creator of the Chrome browser comic, Scott McCloud. In fact, he's written a book called Understanding Comics, and we'll provide a link to that in the show notes. And we'd be interested in learning if you have seen or if you have created comics yourself, in addition to the ones that have been used in the military context or used by Google. Have you seen any others around? If you'd like to tell us about those, then email us info@cherryleaf.com. So this has been an audio presentation about a visual medium, about comics. So to summarize, we've talked about what comics are and why you might use them, how they differ from other ways in which to communicate information. We've talked about how to structure them, to get that narrative, to get that progression through time, to get the message across. We've talked about the tools that you can use to convert content to look like a comic, so you can print it out or provide it as a PDF. And we've looked at some of the challenges in finding the visual imagery, the pictures that we use in the comic. And so I'd just like to say thank you for listening.